The big plunge in oil prices is rocking the world economy. Which processes have been set in motion? Which economies benefit and which lose out? What lies ahead for the global oil business? Join Oksana Teplinskaya to get the answers to those questions in her special Crude Sequel series.
The winners of the big oil game are primarily the large oil-consuming nations, in particular the ones that have a very high share of oil imports, like Japan, China, and Singapore. Slumping crude prices will lower inflationary pressures and benefit households and most businesses in Asia. However, in Singapore, for example, a prolonged decline is likely to hurt key sectors of the economy, like marine and offshore engineering, as well as petroleum refining. Sluggish Eurozone economies will get a small boost from lower oil prices, boosting consumer and business spending. Jörg Dörler, ADIC R&E principal and head of oil and gas practice in Russian CIS, says some oil-consuming countries will see pretty nice benefits.
The approximately fall in oil price of $10 per barrel will lift the GDP in oil-consuming nations around 0.5%, 0.5%. So I think as a result of the fall in oil prices, we'll actually see the big consuming nations benefiting quite considerably over the next 1 to 2 years.
Now, a commonly held opinion goes that the U.S., as the world's largest oil consumer, stands to benefit the most. On the other hand, Saudi Arabia, Qatar and Kuwait, who have the lowest production costs, are potential winners in the battle with their U.S. rivals. Saudi Arabia is in a class of its own here. Some experts say it's the only clear victor in this oil battle. One of the world's top oil producers, the country can still make a profit even with lower prices, and is gradually moving towards its key goal of squeezing the U.S. shale oil makers from the market, thus strengthening its own position. Whether it will succeed remains to be seen, says ADIC R&E's Jörg Dörler.
What Saudi Arabia is currently doing is basically testing the market. Because, I mean, Saudi Arabia and some other OPEC nations are very much afraid that if they cut back now production and prices remain at a relatively high level, that other producers will jump in. And notably, they are looking at the U.S. Shale and unconventional resources, which have led to a very considerable increase in production.
The question is how far the prices need to go down in order to squeeze out other market players, notably the U.S. shale producers. It's quite tricky how fast the situation may change in just a couple of months. Only this summer, U.S. production of crude oil surpassed all other countries, with daily output exceeding 11 million barrels in the first quarter of the year. Back then, market watchers said the U.S. had become the world's biggest producer of oil, overtaking Saudi Arabia and Russia, and was likely to remain so till the year end.